just trying to make it by, really.
I see, but when I try to make funny, it just falls.
Well, I just spoke normally.
No, I thought you said,
No, I said, did you like that, the garage band noise?
Oh, I didn't.
See, now.
Now I look
like. History will be unkind.
You make me look like an ass.
All right. That's okay.
It's fine.
I don't know. If you knew this, we swear on this show now. Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
We're bad boys.
She doesn't listen.
You should bleep it out. That would actually
I'll
be funny.
It out. That would be funny. Because I'm actually too scared.
Yeah, we don't want to cross the line.
No,
I don't. I don't want to press the yes.
No, I don't.
On
I don't.
Spotify,
I'm not.
If there's explicit
content.
Oh, so
content. True, dude.
We should do it episode by episode. There's one where Jason swears, and I bleeped it out.
Did you?
Yeah, you said the
probably S word.
Yeah, he said
I don't think I've ever said a swear word in my
life.
It's
true.
Jason loves the S word, though.
My. Yeah,
we've established Jaren loves slurs. Like,
we get past. Can I shake that perception?
Unfortunately, no.
All right, that's all right.
This is the internet age.
This is every fan for himself. I am your host and your friend, Jaren Alvin Jolly. Oh. With me,
your host and your acquaintance, Eli Webb.
And then, I'm Jason, the only one here that doesn't have a potty mouth.
Well, no, we're supposed to do degrees. I'm their friend, he's their acquaintance, you're their enemy.
Oh, yeah. I'm
Or neighbor.
Yeah, like a little bit less than an acquaintance.
Cousin.
Like somebody that you kind of knew back in high school, but like you don't want to pretend. Like if you see him in the store, you don't want to act like you know each other because you never did.
You just know
his name.
And you know too much about them still. Dude. You should have drifted apart, but you're Facebook friends.
Yeah,
so you know.
Like
that
he knows your name and you know his name, but you don't want to pretend like you know each other because
you
never actually
know his kid's
talked.
Name.
Yes.
Yeah.
I literally had a conversation about this very thing at work today.
Yeah.
About how I feel like I know way more people from high school or from college or from whatever than know me. Like I see people and I'm like, oh, that's blank, whatever. Yeah,
right.
Who they married. And yeah, I know their kids.
I know how many kids you have.
Yeah. And they would have no concept of knowing me at all.
Yeah.
And it feels a little weird. And I almost, and that's why I would never go up and say
little
hi.
Little voyeuristic.
Because I'm like, what did you say?
Little voyeuristic.
I don't want to like,
no,
give them the satisfaction of like, oh, I'm so well known. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
No, I'm not giving you that.
I mean,
it's weird.
People,
see, that's not my perspective. I just don't want them to, I just don't want to talk to them. I just don't like, I don't want to interact.
Yeah. Even
I don't
people
like
I knew
all.
Pretty well, I still don't want to talk to you. In a grocery
I don't
me
like
either.
I don't like approaching people.
I see
I
who
seen
I
want to
see.
Years. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I mean, the that's only, not to say. Maybe someone listening here feels like, oh, he doesn't want to see me.
No.
That's not true.
Not you. Person, I do want to see you.
You know who
listening.
I do want to see?
Well, here's the thing. Is like,
who listens to this show from high school?
Who?
Nathan Allen.
I would love to see him.
And
he's in Arizona, too, so that's
know,
a whole
I would,
barrier.
I would shout across a crowd of people if I saw
you
him.
You know, he and I went to the same elementary school.
Really?
Yeah, we weren't close.
One time?
He and I were best friends for a period there in high school. Love him to death.
One time we were in the same group for a school dance and Nate and I, we ran around the entire gym just the entire night. Like, I don't think we stopped running. We just sprinted around dancing crowds of people. It was pretty psychotic, but
how'd
it was pretty cool. I don't remember.
Yeah. See, because I...
What?
It's okay. I feel like you guys...
I think you were... Jaren was in that group, but you weren't with us.
Was that where you took
Warner? You're not part of the Turbo team.
You can't roll with us. What are you going to say, Eli, bud?
No, nothing.
No, hey.
No, it wasn't about me.
Was it about me?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so mean to me?
I'm not. I'm holding back.
Okay, but why is
it
so...
No.
But why is it so easy for you
no, it's
to
not
pick
so,
holes
no, no, no.
in my
it's,
existence?
It's not picking holes. I thought it was interesting that two members of the same friend group, that Jason and Nate, would abandon their dates. And I know you got some flack from that, from one of your dates at a dance, because you abandoned
it. I was about to bring that up.
Okay.
I'm not ashamed
I mean, that's
of that.
Not me,
no. Jaren,
you should be a little, though.
Jaren,
oh,
yeah,
no, I'm ashamed.
He would have been way more
I'm
attentive to his date than me.
Well, not
no,
you,
no that was the problem.
There's two dates that I went on, because I didn't like going to school dances. I this is bad, but I never went to a dance where a boy asked a girl, except for prom, because Jason's mom paid for me to go.
Yes,
because she said did. You need to go. I don't want Jason to go alone.
Well, no, that wasn't. You went our year. You went senior year too.
To prom?
Mm-hmm.
Who did I go with?
Me. No, we were
That's
together.
True.
You went with Haley.
That's true. No, okay. So that was when, like, sophomore and junior, I was a little more whatever. But later on, I was more into it. But there was two dances I went to, where I abandoned the girl to be with my friends.
Yeah.
because I just hadn't done it. And so I was like, I don't know you. I don't care. I'm not very thoughtful. Yeah. I'm going to go hang out with people that I want to hang out with.
Yeah. Who's the other one?
Who?
You said two.
Yeah, who's the one you know?
Steph.
Oh, Stephanie Conley. I don't care.
I was trying to be discreet.
And then the other one.
Shouts out.
I only know her brother's name, Cameron.
Oh, man. Wow.
I don't remember her last name.
Rough. Absolutely brutal.
She had a lot of freckles and dark brown hair. She's very nice. She's a year older than me.
Was Cameron in our
my brother's
school?
Age.
Oh, he's your brother?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. No, he was passed. No, I admit it. I was not a great person.
No, and I'm not trying to dig in on that. I was just thinking.
Hey, I didn't
Jason
bring it
abandoned
up.
His date. Jaren abandoned his date.
I've done it. Eli didn't get asked.
I was just gonna say I didn't have a choice.
No, I would have abandoned them if I got asked.
Yeah. Well, I do remember you and I. We did abandon our prom dates, period, like temporarily. We didn't leave them.
We came back
because we went up onto the balcony to throw cups of water on that's people true. And throw out prom, some pennies and stuff into the crowd.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I got detained at the the senior. What do you call that? The
dinner
senior
dance?
No.
Oh, you weren't there.
No, I wasn't. You accepted my award.
I accepted your award. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was at Pepperwood, the senior after graduation party.
Oh, just Pepperwood party.
Yeah. So they had a big senior graduation party at like a park outdoor venue, and there was DJ and Jason from our many, you know, experiences of just going in the midst of people in their fine dressed up makeup, clothes, whatever, just throwing cups of water and ruining people's makeup is incredibly insensitive. I did that at the party and it got all over the DJ's equipment. The police grabbed me, pushed me up against the fence, were about to cuff me, and they're just like, just sit down. Like they had my hands behind my back and then they're like, come over here, whatever, sat me down on a curb.
Wow.
And then my mom come pick me up.
That's sad. That's brutal. Too bad.
It was cool.
Speaking of not getting asked or getting asked, I... So there was a girl I had a crush on for a long time, and we were in the same friend group.
Can I say her name?
Not yet. Do you know who it is?
No.
We don't have to shout out people. You know, it's okay.
I just more want to embarrass them. No, I'm not going to say
that. So there was a girl I had a crush on for a while, and I'm pretty sure she knows, but...
it's ancient history. It's like 20 years ago.
You have three children.
But she just didn't like me back, and I knew she didn't. But we were part of the same friend group, and so like we hung out, and I was okay to like not be liked back by her. I just kind of knew like I'm just kind of you know, holding this flame, but it's not gonna be anything.
Right.
But she asked me to a dance once, and I was like, oh great! Wow. Like on the one hand, I was like, I'm a friend, and she asked a friend, right? Yep. And on the other hand, there's a part of you that's like, maybe. This is a door that's opening, sure. Right? Yeah, maybe this is like...
This is my chance.
Maybe
just
hope.
A pathetic sliver of hope.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Legit. And I was like, maybe. Like, maybe this could be the first step.
Maybe.
I know
it's Elijah
that.
Wood.
Just like Elijah Wood. No, I heard it as soon as I said it. I heard it as soon
maybe.
As I said it.
Yeah.
Will you wear Vicks?
Yeah.
Dude.
Maybe.
Jason, how
I heard
we this.
No, I was about to comment.
Oh, my gosh.
That was weird.
Kismet. That felt so good.
That was nice.
That's crazy.
My body is vibrating.
Anyway, I thought it could have been something maybe. And in at least in Utah dances, I don't know how, I don't know. You do like a day activity also.
Yeah.
So you're hanging out with your dance group doing something during the day, and then you go to the dance in the evening. Yep. You do dinner and whatever, right? And it came up that I had a family thing that I couldn't miss for the day activity on this thing. So I was like, I'm so sorry. Like I can't come to this thing. And the group was like going to go to someone's cabin and play games or something like that.
Sounds sweet.
And so I was so bummed like that I couldn't be with this girl, or I was like, maybe this could be something,
yeah,
and I'm missing out on
the
this
day.
Big
the day activity is important if you're really trying to curry some favor,
yeah, yeah. And so I was like, man, that's such a drag. And she, like, not wanting to not do anything or be left out or whatever, she just like asked a different guy, which would be like, that's one thing, like, yeah, like you can just ask someone to hang out and like you don't want to miss the activity and whatever,
but just go without your person.
But
just
the guy she asked. I was like, oh no. Like, he was like, just a big dumb bully.
Oh,
like,
no.
And I'm like, oh, it was a convenient thing. And to me, I was like, she at least feels similar to me as she does to this guy. And I knew she didn't like him. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, oh.
See, kind of quashed. At that point, yeah. It's like, I just go alone because you probably have friends among the group.
Yeah, I thought it was
if they asked,
I figured she could have gone.
And their group is planning.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would have just gone alone.
I have done that before.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I had a friend.
It would be hilarious if she listened to that. Oh, if you listen to this podcast. But
you know what? I actually remembered something.
No way she doesn't know I used to have a crush on her.
When we were talking about throwing stuff in the crowds, I remember throwing like some like pennies and stuff like that,
yeah.
Which reminded me in middle school, and I've probably told you guys this story before. So we had this vice principal who was blind in one eye.
Oh my God.
So at lunch in middle school, whenever he would turn his bad eye to us, we would throw nickels at him and like quarters and stuff. And so he never saw who it was, and like I'm laughing because it is a little bit funny, like, but also knowing how terrible, how awful that
Dude,
is. Yeah.
When you realize,
picking
when you,
on the disabled,
yeah, no. When you realize how demented you are as a teenager, like there was a teacher who had hearing aids, and we used to get as close to her as we can and rub dimes together to see if we could set off like the high pitch frequency on her hearing aid.
My gosh, you too.
Terrible.
Dude, yeah, I remember.
You just want to push the
limits. I remember
limits.
In high school, we had like, it was like a peanut butter sandwich like that we took off and we threw it onto the ceiling. It stayed up there for a few months. Like yeah. It was just on the ceiling, stuck for months.
Crystallized,
dude.
On the ceiling.
It was hermetically sealed.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
And that's not, you know, I'm what not going to even mention the other, like, horrible
the bathroom
things
hijinks.
Did. Yeah. No, yeah, that's, yeah. No, that's evil. And those,
see, just annihilated bathrooms.
Can I just say, those poor, poor janitors who, for one reason or another,
yeah.
Find themselves being
yeah.
Custodians at a high school.
That was, I'm sure you guys them. Were the last straw for, like, drastic measures were taken
100%.
Yeah.
At home.
Honestly.
You know, there was a relapse or abuse or something.
He didn't deserve it. You know, there's at least. No way those guys were getting paid enough to clean up my... yeah.
Yeah.
There was a 6-month chip.
Yeah, they're 10 years sober yeah. until they saw the damage you
yeah,
sowed.
We did in the bathroom.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
See,
man,
and I,
that makes me just fall apart.
I
like if
got
a
anxious when my friends sped in the car.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Eli was
he's
always
been
straight laced.
Yeah, buttoned down, just
my
absolutely.
Mom was like, don't you want to like
break
get into
rules?
Trouble? Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I've been afraid of that for too long for you to really
big,
make
big,
an impact.
You know what's wild?
Now.
Big young Sheldon energy from Evan.
Big
yeah.
Young Sheldon
huge
energy.
Young
no,
Sheldon
see, I was...
You got big...
Big Bazinga energy.
BBE.
Just radiating Bazinga.
Yeah. You've yeah. got the Bazinga just off the charts with you. But
yeah.
That's okay. We need you.
Yeah.
For
see,
your
and
Bazinga-ness.
I don't think Sheldon was necessarily preoccupied with rules, though. He probably thought himself above.
Sure.
I haven't seen enough to know.
Perhaps.
Again.
You've seen enough, though.
I've seen Georgie. We've talked about this. I've seen his brother a lot.
To pull some.
I've yeah. Facebooked, you know.
Yeah.
I've heard his brother high-pitched mirrored
if,
enough times.
Let me just...
Oh, is it like one of those...
Can I just say, if you are one of the people who ever finds yourself... Down the rabbit hole of Facebook
videos
where it's like, sometimes it's a 10-minute video, sometimes it's
right.
like five, whatever.
Right.
But it's from like clips from sitcoms, whether it's like Young Sheldon or House or Grey's Anatomy or Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. And then there's usually some sort of descriptor text that's
mm-hmm.
written
yeah.
in poorly translated English
yeah.
of like, they should not have bullied him. They mm-hmm. didn't know his teacher was watching
right.
or whatever.
Right.
And
yeah. See the way he treats this man who was unkind.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then like sometimes the image is flipped. And so
it's,
like,
yeah.
like
yeah.
letters
so
are
legal
spelled
reasons,
backwards.
Exactly.
Like
for copyright reasons,
yeah.
it's flipped.
They mirror it
and then
they pitch it.
They pitch it up so that it can't be.
Yeah.
That's not infringing yeah. on copyright.
So I know,
yeah.
I've never watched one episode, but I know so many of the characters' names in Yellowstone and so many of their plot lines.
Yeah.
And I've seen it, and it's been all Kevin Costner being like, Rip, we need to silence this guy.
Yeah, but it's like high. But his gravelly is.
Yeah, so he's down here normally. But then it's Rip.
Have you seen the
and
one?
And it sucked me in.
Yeah, have you seen the one of him taking on all the bikers?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. More than once.
That's a big one. And then the one with two parts. with the Asian tourists and there's a bear.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. See, that's tip of the iceberg.
It is.
Stuff.
It is. That's. Or like
that's Yellowstone 101.
Yeah, the girl in the dressing room.
Yep.
Yep. And they come in.
Jaren, have you been diagnosed with anything?
Have you seen
what'd you say?
Have you been diagnosed with anything? Because we know ADHD.
Right.
This man is just riddled, right? So it's getting sucked in these videos. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, I think
you're just a slave to media.
Yeah, I think for me, it's not being discerning enough to have limits on what type of media I will
see. Now, my question is, like, I mean, you're talking first grade Yellowstone.
Yeah, no.
How many stages of Jimmy's relationships have you seen?
Oh, very, very few.
Yeah, see. I know the start and finish. Yeah. And
well, can I ask?
I just want to know what ranch he goes to in the meantime in Texas when they have to send him away.
Okay.
The girl he meets there, the girl he leaves behind.
Yep.
And it's all mostly against my will.
Yeah. No. You've
exposed.
I don't
have Paramount Plus. Nope. I've never tuned in.
No. Yeah. You don't know what their real voices sound like.
No, I don't.
They're all left-handed. I want to know, listeners. I know. Please tell me if Eli and I are the only ones.
No, I know we're not.
I know, but like of people we know, I'm dying to know who else falls prey to the really, really bad.
See, well, if you end up on Facebook video, well, it's likely because you've tried to get off social media and then you need to scratch
driven.
The itch.
Yeah, so you're driven.
Like, I got rid of TikTok. I got rid of Instagram. It's like, oh, I need something. And so I'm on Facebook videos watching reversed.
Which you honestly
sitcoms.
Like would have been better off doing literally anything else.
Legit, yeah. It got worse before it got better. Yeah. But as like when you first, first foray into it, it's going to be young Sheldon. It's just, that's inevitable.
It's right there.
Right? You have to ignore it enough to where it starts suggesting other things, which is how I got into Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Right? But I've learned that you can it curates it. In a remarkable way.
It gives you the key moments of the seasons.
My wife was like, she's seen so much of Why Women Kill.
Oh my gosh, with Jennifer Goodwin.
Yeah, show is what has come up for her when she ignored enough. Yes. And she has not gone down like I have.
You
on
know
these.
What's the show with Rob Lowe? Is it called Emergency 911?
Oh, where he's the firefighter guy?
Well, it's like a crossover show where he's an EMT.
Okay.
And then they have firefighters and cops and it all kind of comes together.
Mm.
Of the one where the guy falls asleep in the frozen chamber and they try to do compressions on his chest, but they break through his rib cage. He's dead.
I haven't seen that one.
Okay. I've seen a lot of those ones.
Huh. You mentioned House.
And House shows up a lot. And The Rookie with Nathan Fillion. I've seen a lot.
Yeah. You know the Rookie shows up.
With the kidnapped where the guy, they're like, we're looking for this kidnapped child. And the guy's like crying because his daughter... and the kidnapper are in the trunk. Have you seen that clip?
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Okay, that's a big one. Anyway, look, we're going down the rabbit hole of the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
But
Jason's eyes are glazed.
Jason has not talked in I think maybe 7 minutes.
I don't know what to say.
It's all right, man.
I'm just trying to know. I'm trying to remember what
your
it
life
was
together.
I'm trying to remember what it was when it wasn't Yellowstone because I got off Yellowstone for a little bit and I'm trying to remember.
It'll come back to
what
you.
What it was.
Here's the thing. We should proceed with the show.
Yeah.
And as soon as it hits you, I don't care if I'm mid-sentence. I want you to just shout it out.
I'll
okay?
let you know. Yeah.
All right.
But let us, what I want to know from the listeners.
Please.
And this is earnest. Like, please tell us this. What has Facebook curated you to?
Yeah,
like,
what's
what show have you been led to?
Yeah.
You know, if you happen to ignore enough of the things we already mentioned, like, where did you end up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm really, really curious.
I've gone hard.
What's in the backlogs?
I've gone hard on House. And so House is typically where I end. And I'm happy with that because I love House.
I love House.
Yeah.
I watched a ton of it in high school.
Yeah. Same. All right. Well, let's get on with the show, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of being discerning with your tastes.
Yeah.
This episode, guys, I've cooked up something fun here.
Oh, boy.
We're going to rapid fire these. Because I've got a few to cover. Is it overrated? Is it underrated? We're going to cover video games, iconic characters, fictional weapons, movies, TV shows, and then superpowers.
Cool. Off the top of my head?
And yeah, as quick as you can. And you can justify them, and you can say why you think. But yeah. And
it's a gut, though.
Yeah, it has to be gut.
Oh, I'm going to say something wrong. It's okay. I know it.
Here's what I'll say. If you think, please try and say over or under. Mm-hmm. If you absolutely have to, be like, I think it's just rated. I think it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if you can go a little deeper on it. Mm-hmm. I know I'm asking for gut reactions.
You're good. Yeah,
try and qualify it.
Roger.
Let's start with video games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right out the gate, 007 GoldenEye N64.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, overrated.
Yep.
I was going to say the same thing.
But it plays a very important part in everybody's childhood. Around our age anyway.
Yep.
And I recognize that I loved the game so much growing up.
Foundational.
Playing it as an adult, like, it's genuinely not a good game.
It is.
People acting like it's still it's good not are good. Kidding themselves.
No, 100%. It is overrated because
insanely important for multiplayer shooters.
Yeah. For shooters,
like,
yep.
Really, like, groundbreaking. So we can talk about its importance and its impact. Acting like it's still good.
No, it's not. You play the controls, the aiming, the movement, everything. It's dog water.
Yeah.
It's overrated.
Yeah.
We grew respect up with it.
Like, we're not.
Yeah.
No.
I love it. Newbies coming in.
No, like, I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm not just judging it through a modern day lens, but I'm just judging it as a video game.
Yeah.
There's games from N64 earlier from the era that do hold up.
As a kid, like during the N64 era, like, that's what you played at sleepovers. That's what you played at friend's house. Like, we played it a lot.
Yes. Yeah. And yet it's overrated. All right. Yeah. Okay. Turn-based combat.
Turn-based combat is so underrated. It's insane.
How would Jason feel before Baldur's Gate?
I loved their other games.
He played a lot of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, you're right.
I love board games in general.
Underrated, overrated.
I haven't heard whether people love it or hate it. It's its own thing.
But in your experience, you got Pokemon. You've got a lot of these.
Yeah, it's almost hard to describe Pokemon as.
I know, but
it really is.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where your experience.
I'll say underrated just because Paper Mario Thousand Year Door is one of my favorite games ever.
Yeah,
and has really good turn-based combat in my opinion. And all of the combat since then has not been that in Paper Mario games, and it's really bummed me out.
Oh, interesting.
It's been different things, and it is turn-based in a way, but I don't know. It's like the little stage popping up and the little toads in the audience, and like, that's so good.
Gotcha.
And that's one specific thing. I think turn-based combat is maybe barely underrated. It's close to rated for me. Though.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's on the verge, but it's underrated in the sense that it's bold for a modern game to choose it and to make it engaging and to make it work. It takes a lot of creativity and it takes a lot of, I think, positioning to make turn-based combat work because, you know, previously in old games, it just made sense. And now that we still have it in places like Baldur's Gate, you're like, okay, this is engaging. But it's not a given engaging.
And we've been doing it for years with like JRPGs and whatnot.
Of course.
But like I wouldn't have had the position I have now on it if it weren't for Baldur's Gate winning Game of the Year. Because that showed like, oh, you know, the Spider-Man fans were pissed and whatnot.
Yep.
You know, so mad that it was turn-based combat and that a turn-based combat
that it was
game
slow,
won.
Quote-unquote, or whatever.
That it made me realize like, oh, these guys just don't know like how
they've never
good,
experienced that.
How fun turn-based can be. And so that's why I say that.
Agreed. Yeah. All right. From software games. So like Soulsborne.
Overrated.
Soulsborne games are overrated for you. Yeah.
I think they're appropriately rated.
So they're rated.
Really?
For Jason.
Yes.
You think rated? You're not willing to admit they're overrated.
No, I don't think that they're overrated. I truly don't. I love them.
I love them, and I think they're overrated.
Yeah.
I really, really love them. I've played a lot of them. And I think that the hype, especially around the Dark Souls games, is way too high.
Mm.
And so it is. They are distinct. They are unique. They're hard. They're whatever. But it's starting to feel a little bit like a gimmick that people turn to, be like, you never beat Dark Souls. And maybe that's true.
It's important for the genre. Like,
I'm
like,
not saying I don't
love it. They paved the way for video games in a sense. Like, I don't know. The way that they made, you know, Demon Souls and Dark Souls like really influenced the genre or video games.
100%. I just think the way that it's perceived makes it a little overrated in my eyes, even though I love it.
People talk about it like From Software can do no wrong. And I think that's
right. That's where
I think that's wrong.
Right. Last one from this category, games that come in bundles with consoles. So think of the games that they choose when you buy a PS2 or a GameCube or an Xbox or a PS5. Those games.
It's mostly fine. I just wish that they would add a little flavor like they used to. Like, they used to release, like, oh, it's a Halo bundle, but the Xbox is dark green to go with Halo or something.
Nintendo still does that with, like, Animal Crossing and Zelda.
They have really cool Switches.
But, like, for the most part, like, Xbox, PlayStation doesn't do it at all. Like, maybe rarely.
They do, like...
They did a Spider-Man one.
Do a Spider-Man one, but think of another one.
Xbox did a Starfield one.
Oh. Did they? Mm-hmm. Was that like limited edition?
Yeah, it's turned into more of like a bespoke, almost like drop thing rather than like a mass market thing.
My Xbox One is Battlefield One, like a special. It's a green.
Oh, that's
and that's Xbox the thing One, is I think that don't... rocks. And if you're gonna do bundles, I think that's cool. But I want a little something extra with my bundle.
I'll
say, I don't know, underrated, I guess.
I think
I'm gonna say rated. I feel like that's not. People don't hold strong opinions about it.
I don't hold
strong opinions. I think it's underrated that they're willing to include. For me, my mind immediately goes to Jack and Daxter. They came out with the PS2. That is such a good, amazing first step to take. And the fact that they're like throwing all that in a bundle, and it's usually, typically, it doesn't up the price, or it's a deal. Like, you're getting it for a half.
It's after the console's been out for a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you think of like God of War, you think of Spider-Man, even with the new stuff. Yeah. Xbox, it was Halo. Mm-hmm. GameCube, it was Wind Waker, and N64. I don't know. Maybe it was
probably Donkey
Kong or Mario. I just think there's so much value there. So just from a purely like consumer marketing thing, the fact that you get that at a cheaper rate and the game is so quality when you were probably going to buy that anyway, like your parent was probably going to buy that anyway, regardless of the game. Like, I wasn't thinking, oh mom, get me Jack and Daxter. Yeah. I got a PS2 and I had it and it was underrated.
But I will say these game like console companies are getting a little bit like ahead of themselves when they're doing a bundle with Fortnite. Like, dog, it's a free game. Like, that's, you don't need to bundle Fortnite. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a little
like
too...
So I get like a lame skin,
again, $5 skin,
and it's and more the, expensive.
And the campaign,
It's
stupid.
Yeah,
no, I agree. Yeah. all right, well, that's for video games. For characters, these are iconic characters.
Hang on, I want to also say that how mad I am about the Tears of the Kingdom edition of the Switch that doesn't come with a game.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Dumb. What a joke!
It's really dumb. Really, really dumb.
Yep.
No, that's a fail then. Then they're doing it wrong, but they used to do it right.
Yeah.
Skyward Sword had the cool green Wiimote. Dude, so you remember that? Yeah. I still have it, I think.
Yeah.
The re-release came with the sick Hylian shield Joy-Cons.
Yep.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yep, I remember that.
Really cool looking. Wish I could snag those.
All right. Iconic characters. Overrated, underrated. Luke Skywalker.
Underrated.
Really?
Yeah.
I think... Yeah, I don't know. This one's hard.
I think underrated. If people knew like the old chronology, like what Luke did after episode 6.
The EU Luke.
Yeah.
I think if people had like a better appreciation for what he did even in just the original trilogy or like who he was in that trilogy, I think, I don't know.
I think
people would have a better perception
Luke
of him. I think
Luke is overrated because... especially in the realm of Jedi, I think he's overhyped because... in the later films, there's nothing to compare him to.
Yeah.
And so I think he becomes this monolith of a man when in reality, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I think way overvalued in a realm of, here's the thing. If Luke, I know that he's, you know, child of the chosen one, potentially the chosen one. But I feel like people use a cop out of being like, well, he's the strongest force user. Well, he can accomplish things that no one would ever. And to me, that feels a little too easy. Because if he were in the time of someone like Obi-Wan or Mace Windu,
he'd get annihilated.
I think
hang on. I don't know.
I think that he would be matched.
Lightsaber-wise, absolutely. Actually, even Force-wise, I don't know.
I think Force-wise, he's dusting.
No, I think peak Yoda could make work of Luke.
Maybe.
Well, I think that like it's also within context
if you're talking
too,
peak
where
Luke,
it's like
though,
it's also within which context,
is post,
though.
Which is post episode 6,
which is tough though.
Yeah, which you, I mean, you got to know it.
I know, I agree.
He like he didn't grow up with like a Jedi Academy teaching him how to like be a perfect lightsaber, you know, duelist.
Right.
So it's, his lightsaber skills aren't great, and they never will be as great as peak Anakin Skywalker or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that's
well.
A big
so where
part
does that? Where do you leave it then? Because Eli says
he said underrated.
I say over. But do you still say that after saying that?
Yeah, I still say underrated. But okay. I'm just saying like people's perception of him in general is probably underrated.
I think underrated just because people don't know the stuff he did.
The
after.
Depth of what he is. Okay, that's
yeah.
How he married a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's cool.
Had a child named Jason.
Who was a big...
No, I thought it was Jason Solo.
Jason Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah, you're right.
Han
didn't even know his name.
So like, had a kid
I'm
Jason.
Sleepy, dude. It's late.
All right. People who die first in horror movies. Underrated, overrated?
Are you talking overrated. About a specific...
No.
...type of person?
No, name? I'm not.
Overrated as a trope.
As a trope. I'm talking about the trope of people who die first in horror movies.
Yeah. The fact that it's a thing is... Yeah.
Overrated for you?
I think it's a little racist.
It for sure is historically.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean,
Jaren is trying to get us to say that
I'm race baiting, is what
I think that it is. It depends on where we're going with this conversation, but like, usually horror movie tropes are kind of fun, and like people like to follow a formula for like tradition reasons.
Sure.
And so I think that that's fine a lot of the time.
So
I don't know. It?
Answer the, okay, I think they're underrated because of their absolute necessity and sacrifice for the betterment of the film or the plot.
Yeah, somebody's got to die.
They are always, in my mind, the perfect introductory piece for the monster or the villain.
Yeah.
And it's the showcasing moment of the reason you're seeing the film, the introductory showcasing moment. And I think that's very underrated, even though they're annoying usually, or even though they're like...
Yeah.
You know, it's like a sexy girl or like some idiot stoner or whatever.
Right.
They play an important role in introducing the villain. I think that's underrated.
Somebody's got to die.
Yeah. Jason, you haven't answered the question.
I'll give it like a flat rated, I think.
See?
I thought he had.
All right. That's fine, Jason.
Yeah.
Next character, Hermione Granger.
If you have only seen... The movies, probably underrated.
Okay.
Probably overrated if you've read both, like the
you
books.
Think she, you think overrated books, underrated movies?
It depends on who it is that's talking about it. But
you,
no, yeah. But definitely,
there are specific groups that underrate her and others that overrate her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So maybe but like balances and she's rated.
But. Definitely, like if you've only seen the movies, haven't read the books, like you would underrate her.
Right.
Yeah, you would.
So what about you, Eli?
I'd say underrated because I think people maybe still kind of maintain like the caricature of her, like just bossy know-it-all overachiever.
Yeah.
And she's more than that. And she's still brilliant and she is still bossy and she's still a know-it-all, but like, I think since there's more to the character, she's probably a little underrated.
Yeah.
I definitely think she's underrated.
I think so.
I think
in general underrated.
Totally. Yeah. I think she's easily, if it wasn't for the Chosen One thing, she's, you know, twice the Wizard Harry is on so many levels.
Yeah.
And
I think that's like generally known. Like,
right.
Yeah, he knows.
I don't know.
She's
for brilliant. Those who know, they know.
Right.
She's mainly overrated by... girls who identify as
a Hermione. Yeah, I hate that. Yeah. You suck.
Yeah.
But if you're listening, that smart.
We don't like
you're not that smart.
Cringe.
You may get good grades, but you're not her. last character, Mario.
Mario?
Mario. I think Mario is underrated because of his versatility. Because the fact that
he's an everyman.
He is. Well, and the fact that he can go toe to toe in these fantasy wild worlds, and the
Let's
fact that he's a plumber.
Scale Mario.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just think.
I think he's rated.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's underrated because of how much
reflect,
he can do.
I think the dollars reflect on the games he's in. The fact that a Rabbids game can still sell really well, and for some reason it got greenlit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, Mario's a moneymaker, baby. I think Mario's rated.
Yeah.
You're just going for straight just rated.
Appropriately yeah. rated.
All right, yeah. that's fine. All right, we're going on to fictional weapons here. Mjolnir.
Overrated. I was waiting for it. It's overrated.
Well, Mjolnir's overrated. Why?
Just.
Limited?
Not just limited. It's one of a thousand weapons yeah. in that world that,
right.
you know.
And like, Stormbreaker, don't know about, Stormbreaker's infinitely cooler than Mjolnir.
Yeah. And people don't know about, like, the, like, Gore's sword or,
right.
yeah.
you know, I mean, and that's, I don't know. There's a lot of cooler, more effective weapons.
I will sure. say, the fact that, like, it's a hammer is pretty cool. You don't see a lot of hammers right. in fiction.
True.
You don't see a lot of hammers.
Hammers way cool.
So, big props to hammers, but yeah, other than that, it's overrated.
Big props to mythology Mjolnir. Unfortunately, comic Mjolnir yeah. has...
Yeah, that's fair.
...overrated
mythology,
it. It bumped it.
Yeah. Mythology Mjolnir, underrated. Marvel Mjolnir, overrated.
Agreed.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair.
Agreed.
The yeah. cricket from Men in Black.
Oh, cool. I think it rocks, bro.
Okay, Jason says underrated.
Is that the...
The tiny
one that has yeah. the massive kickback. It's like a...
Yeah, it's funny. It's,
yeah.
It's a bit.
Some of these are throwing me. I don't feel like people have opinions on them. But think, underrated.
I think it's overrated because it's just so impractical.
Well, I think that was the point. That's why it's funny.
Yeah, but it's a... We're talking iconic weapons.
Why are you picking apart impractical in this universe?
It is impractical, but... It's just a funny bit.
It is a funny bit.
Yeah.
Okay, the Assassin's Creed Hidden Blade.
Oh, also really cool, but like also a little impractical.
Okay.
I mean, some you have to lose a finger to use it.
Well, that's the lore to be in the guild because Homeboy misused it, and then everyone's like, oh, we all have to do this now.
Yeah. Or something like that.
But I think there was the original design was that, and then yeah. Leonardo da Vinci was like, actually, you're going to make it this way.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Eli?
Overrated. Just from fanboys.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, fanboys ruin things, but I'm going to call it, like, appropriately rated just because it's just really cool. It's just a really cool novel concept.
Yeah.
And it's like, cool, but it's like, also not
like you get why
efficient.
It's not. And like you, totally. But you get why it's so popular. Cause it's like the yeah. first time you saw that, you were like, that is,
it's cool. It's amazing. It's really cool.
Those first yeah. cinematic clips from the first Assassin's Creed game,
Michael Fassbender
yeah.
movie.
Oh, get yeah. out of here. Killing
those first clips.
Killing those really
solid. He right, spends like up. A solid, maybe 5 minutes in the Animus, like yeah. as yeah. an assassin.
Last weapon, the Death Star.
Underrated.
I think the Death Star is so underrated.
Massively underrated. Can I tell you, actually.
I'll jump into this.
I'm going to say,
I think exposure made it seem overrated, but if yes. you put it into a context of a planet destroying laser,
yes.
that's insane.
Dude, okay, so hang on. So, because you look at that and that's you insane. Think, oh, it does only one thing. It's a giant base with a force field that can move.
Yeah,
it's a base the size of a planet that can move to other places and intimidate entire planets, not just armies, but entire
destroy planets.
I think that it is the ultimate in amazing, useful weapon.
I think exposure to it is like has kind of numbed us to the idea of what the right. Death Star
well, you
is.
Think, oh, it has.
Like,
it
when
has,
you really think about it, it's like that's pretty crazy.
Right, and people will say, I think people would say overrated. Oh, because it has the flaw that it can blow up instantly. I'm like. Yeah, but give me a break. The fact that it can yeah. do so much and you focus on that, I think it's so underrated.
It's like, yeah, and like it also has like the lore they had tried to build around it, like, oh, you know, that they had to find the one flaw that it's like, who cares, man? I don't care.
Yeah. Right. No, it's underrated.
Just the thing.
Eli?
I'm really trying to break it down.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because please. I mean, I don't know. It originally, I would say overrated because it destroyed like one planet.
True. Like,
that's pretty historically.
Two super weapons. I mean, since Disney, like, it destroyed a few more, but I'm pretty sure it's, I'm doing some research, I'm pretty sure it's only destroyed 6 or 7. Which, I mean, you say only, That's, planet's a planet.
That's billions but of people
for,
potentially.
Sure, but for the
it's a pretty big deal.
For the planet destroying like in a galaxy that right. they can it traverse. It doesn't
have an amazing track record.
Yeah. It didn't quite live up to the hype.
I do love
it's the Titanic
idea.
Sinking on the first voyage.
It didn't get off it the is ground the, Titanic. The way it should.
The unsinkable ship sinks on its first voyage. Yeah. The Death Star, I mean, a gets drop killed in the its bucket infancy. In the
it
galaxy.
Is kind of a funny idea that like an emperor, like someone who rules a galaxy would just blow up planets that yeah. he like owns.
Right. I know.
It is yeah. kind yeah. of instead a little of, funny. It's like,
you know, destabilizing like, the government or
and like he would still
make
have
a smaller
like,
one that blows up like a country full of people who don't.
Well,
agree
I mean, that's
like a ton of resources.
That's Rogue could One, use. Right? They blow up cities and stuff.
He would still have like followers and like diehard, like right. even after blowing up like the Senate.
Right. Well, no, because that's him. Right. You'd think like, oh, he's trying to set an example or kind of create a warning.
Yeah,
but
he was creating that
to
warning to like yeah. just Princess Leia
to one yeah. person. Like, what the heck?
So I'm not gonna argue the fact that it's iconic or its capability, but I'm gonna say overrated because right. of right. at the end of the day, didn't quite do enough.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine.
Eli got beat more bloodshed
and got
disgusting.
Beat and got beat twice in yeah. a really short amount of time.
Eli supports nuclear warfare as well.
Yeah, pro genocide in a big way. Planetary genocide.
That's right. Okay, moving on to movies.
Uh huh.
Overrated, underrated, rom coms.
Oh,
underrated.
Underrated.
So underrated. Especially, underrated. I think the older I get, the more underrated I realize
I think,
they are.
I think
and I'm
dumb,
dig
bad.
In on like chick flicks, underrated.
Yeah.
I'd say it's all encompassing.
I think
yeah.
I agree with that. And I think yeah. like just your run of the mill dumb rom com is underrated because yeah, you'll 100%. Probably have way more fun than you think you would.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. And you start to treasure it because it doesn't occur as much yeah. in modern cinema that it's you're like wow, what a golden little slice of pie we had there in the 90s and the 2000s. Right. Where these movies were so ubiquitous and now they're gone.
Rom-coms mostly. In my mind are a little bit like Christmas movies where it almost doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
I agree on yeah. a big level. And we've gotten spoiled with movies and being really discerning. And I know that we should be in a way, but I think it's good to watch just a dumb, over the top, predictable film
yeah,
once
well,
in a while.
Well, you don't have to invest yep. so much.
You don't. But you
energy
can still
into
be,
watching a yes. movie and
well, it's like every movie wants you to do that now. And that's right. you don't
yeah, you don't always need that.
No. So that's a good call. All right. John Wick movies. Overrated, underrated.
I think this is a hard question mm-hmm. for me to answer.
I have an immediate
because I think they absolutely rip and I love all of them.
I think they're cool. I think they are so overhyped.
I knew you were gonna say they were overhyped.
I think that especially,
I think they deserve it though. I'm going rated.
Okay, underrated, rated. Got it. I think that they have really taken a decline on these last few. I think it's just gotten so diluted, and it's slowly, in my mind, this is maybe a little mean, but it kind of becomes a caricature of itself in the same way that Fast and Furious does, where it's like, come on, stop, John. You like, you're getting hit by that many people falling off that many buildings, getting kicked and shot that many times. You're not God. I get that you're this amazing next level assassin. I
it
get
rocks.
That it's okay.
I don't
that it's
know where
the
they
top.
Would go in a fourth movie. I think it, yeah, it rules.
Do you mean fifth? Aren't there already four?
There's four.
Well, meaning like, yeah. meaning like
I'm critiquing the fourth. He said where else
like,
can they
after,
go?
Like after right, you make a right, third right. movie, like where do you go with the fourth?
Because the third
you
movie
take
is,
it up a notch, like yeah. well, a couple notches.
Which is hard because the know? Third movie is everyone killed John Wick. Yeah. All the best assassins in the world come for John Wick. And the fourth is all the best assassins in Paris come for John Wick.
Yeah, I'll say overrated just because there's four of them.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's too many. Hey. I can't even get mad at him.
Yeah. All right. Here's the next category for or next thing in movies. James Cameron's filmography.
Overrated.
Oh, overrated. Totally overrated. I'm so sorry, James Cameron.
Terminator? Aliens?
No. Here's the thing.
Titanic alone makes his filmography over. Wow. Titanic isn't good.
Love
I agree.
Him. I love James Cameron. I think he's a visionary. I think he's really important to the film industry. Yep. I'm going to say a touch overrated, though.
Okay.
That's it.
I think he has more absolutely overhyped films than he has good films. But his good films are
really great.
Some of the best.
Yeah, they're really yeah. great.
In science yeah. fiction, especially. But yeah, his what he has done poorly or obnoxiously discounts that. All right. Last film, Interstellar. Overrated, underrated.
You don't want to hear my
opinion. Overrated. I do.
Overrated by Jaren in 2014.
Look, sure. It's not even by Jaren. Like, it's...
Movie nerds.
It's like everybody's favorite Bible. Movie. Yeah. Like,
it is a little overrated.
It's scriptural for these people.
Yeah. Which was I know
in a big way.
I've met countless people who think it's like the best movie of all time.
Yeah.
And so for that reason, I'm going to...
Yeah.
It's not even Christopher Nolan's best movie.
Yes, it's not. Because Prestige is underrated.
Prestige is underrated. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can throw that little caveat in there.
Prestige could never be overrated.
No.
Because it's not appreciated enough to be overrated. Yeah.
It's been out for too long to be ever overrated.
You guys are going to hate this. I think Interstellar is...
No way, listen.
It's a great movie.
Listen,
it's good.
You might say rated.
And I don't want to catch hate for like people thinking I think it's bad because I think it's good.
Gone back to that film a lot, even recently. And I recognize more than ever its flaws and its lacking and the massive plot holes. But it still stirs something in me. So I will say rated.
Okay.
It's so hyped.
I take issue if you said underrated.
It's so hyped. So hyped.
You're allowed to say rated.
And I'm still like... Yeah.
Yeah. Because it is so highly rated that if you said underrated, that would be insane.
You'd be a liar.
That would be an insane thing to say.
That's farce.
All right, and now we're going to go to TV shows. We're getting to the end here. Okay, this one's kind of a broad one, so do your best.
Okay.
Apple TV Plus Originals.
I haven't seen any of them.
Yes, you have. Severance?
I haven't seen any of the Apple Plus
Ted Lasso?
Shows.
Ted Lasso?
I promise you.
Have
I haven't
you seen Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, or Blackbird?
I'm going to say overrated. I haven't seen enough.
What their platform
I haven't
like.
Seen enough.
Okay.
I'm going to say overrated because I haven't heard enough people hate on Ted Lasso season 3.
I'm going to say overrated because I'm tired of hearing about Ted Lasso.
Yeah. I get why people talked about it after season 1.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it's great.
Season 2. Was still good.
I fell off.
Season three, to me, was such an atrocity.
Wow.
I thought it was such... I was so utterly disappointed from episode 1.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think that Apple TV Plus Originals are underrated, not because of the Ted Lasso. I'd say because of
the
everything
other stuff.
Other. Right. I think the fact that they're just kind of throwing these like bangers with... They're getting really good directors... And maybe it's just bad marketing or whatever, or like no marketing.
Yeah, or just not enough subscribers.
Right. Maybe. So many fly under the radar. I'm like, whoa, this is a really highly...
There's so many streaming services. You expect me to get all of
them? I know. No, I get it. I think that if you went in and like did a deep dive.
Yeah.
Right. If you went in and did a deep dive, I'm sure you'd find some that you'd be really like, wow, why aren't more people not talking about this?
Well, Severance is one of my favorite shows I've watched.
Totally.
I've heard they're all great. Exactly. I've heard great things about all of them.
Yep.
Schmigadoon.
So maybe my opinion would change if I actually...
Yeah, a friend of ours always talks about that. All right. Here's a good one. The Office.
Overrated. Oh, no, I'm going to catch hate. I'm not saying anything.
No,
I just said it.
He just said
it. Did you say it?
I said overrated.
Yeah, it's overrated.
Yeah, it's totally
Look,
overrated.
I also love The Office. I was one of those guys that like, you know, waited for the episode to come out on the day, you know, because it'd come out weekly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to call it overrated because I'm also sick of hearing about it. Yeah. Yes, I also love the show, but I just don't want to hear about it.
That's the thing that kills me. We've talked about this before, but, you know...
Just kidding. I love hearing everybody's opinions. And so I sounded really harsh when I said I don't want to hear about it. Because I genuinely do want to hear what people think about things.
You can be opinionated. It's okay, Jim.
No. But I'm being a little mean in the sense that like I hear about it a lot.
Yeah, right. No, so that's my
I think
problem.
I hear too much of the same stuff.
That's exactly
what you're about
to say.
Yeah, like,
about
to we say, all know the chili problem, thing's funny or whatever. Yeah, say yeah.
The
problem,
the fire, fire drill
yeah.
is funny. The CPR is funny.
Right. The problem with The Office
parkour.
Is that everyone... Yeah.
Dwight, your ignorance... Like,
right.
We're saying the things everybody has said for all of
Bears,
these years.
Battlestar Galactica. Yeah,
so everyone clings to the tip of the iceberg, and it's really, really annoying when I'm like, the rest of the show... is so funny and it's so brilliant and creative. Yeah. And so it would be wrong to call it underrated. I will say the parts of The Office that people really connect with, overrated. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is underrated. Like, I know that's not fair to
No, I like
do,
the, I like what you
know
said.
I mean?
I like
well,
what you said.
That's the problem. I think, like, those people prevent it from being underrated.
Yeah.
Because it's talked about. It's still watched and streamed
it's
an insane volume.
Yeah, I watched it
Most
a couple
people
days
say
ago,
it's their
actually.
Favorite TV show. And it is so good. It's worthy
it's
of
phenomenal.
That.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
But.
But you you miss a lot. I mean, I've said it. I think Michael Scott is one of the best written characters in TV.
Yeah, full stop. Like, absolutely.
Like, the most fleshed out, the most, like, justified in his later actions. You start to expect it, and they start to make sense for him as a character.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's so well done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was the joke online forever with Tinder profiles and stuff. Like, oh, she said she likes The Office and wants to go on adventures. And, like, it's just so basic.
The cringy millennial.
It's so basic.
It is. Yeah. It's like, what's your favorite food? Pizza. What's your favorite movie? Avengers. What's your favorite TV show? The Office. It's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and that speaks to its appeal. The fact that it can be, like, really universal, but also a lot of people can appreciate it, you know, from all.
To make it your personality. It's,
I think that's, like, is, you know, something that, like, the hipster in me, like, kind of fears about most things that I love. Like, will it hit that height where I'm sick of it and, like, I just don't want to hear about it anymore?
Right.
Like, there was a time when, you know, Marvel movies were so exciting. It was so cool. Like, the first Avengers movie came out, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
And now I can't be bothered. Sick
I'm done. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And like, I still love comic books and stuff. I still love superheroes. I just don't want to see them.
No.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
All right.
And I watched The Office late. Like, I watched the whole series when I was in my 20s.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it was in that I was like,
you're able to have wider
this is
eye.
Way better than
than
I thought it was based on the same things people keep talking about.
Yeah.
So,
Office is a great thing that, like, really kind of, you know, your perception of it got a little bit ruined by other people.
Yeah. All right. Next, season ending cliffhangers in TV shows.
I hate them.
Overrated, I guess.
Well, it's doing that to try to appeal to viewership to be like, whoa, tune in next time.
I don't know.
It leaves me dissatisfied. I'm sorry. Like maybe it's fun or it's thrilling or whatever. It just leaves me dissatisfied for a couple days.
Which is funny because they think it's doing the opposite of being like, oh, I can't wait for the next thing.
And that's
true.
I think
there's a way to handle it, actually. If they give you enough in that last
episode.
To hold
you over for another year?
Yeah. I think like you can get enough. Mm. There's enough intensity or enough revelation or enough things, right? And we're just like left to anticipate and we can kind of try and forecast what happens in the next season. Mm-hmm. I don't like when it's like, what is this thing or what, like a huge,
yeah,
I don't know, and that's
a,
so
a
that's
weapon
super
or
vague.
A glowing thing and you're right. Like
that's
huh?
super vague. I'm thinking specifically
Sherlock
of Severance.
Oh, I'm thinking of Sherlock.
Oh, I it wasn't even really a cliffhanger to me for Sherlock. I was like, oh yeah, well,
he's alive.
Yeah. it shows.
It does.
But
it's a good kind of cliffhanger because you're like,
yeah,
they don't tell us how. Right. We just know that he's okay.
But with Severance,
then that's okay.
It was
that's a little satisfying.
Definitely a cliffhanger.
Oh, it is. It is.
Severance.
It is.
But
it
for me, I'm like, they ramped it up so well. Mm. They gave us so much. We learned so much. And that last episode was so intense that, like, even the last little revelation where it's like, holy, this just got blown wide open.
Yeah.
I think they handled it well.
So you're saying that when it can be done well, it is
fine.
Underrated.
No, it's fine. Okay. It's rated. I don't think it's ever really underrated. I think it's fine when
well,
they do
I mean,
it well
the way that you're describing Severance makes it sound like, oh, I wish more shows would do this. This is cool.
Well, it's overrated
so
otherwise.
Right.
That's what I mean.
It's very situational.
Could, yeah. If they could do it consistently as well as Severance did, it would be rated. And it would be fine as a way to end a season.
But because it's in this isolated event,
right,
you can call that underrated. That expression of it, underrated?
I'm not going to call it underrated. I think it's rated when it's good.
Okay.
I think
it's like it's justified. They were justified in using it.
All right.
I think a lot of times you can, like, I don't know, introduce plot points and
not leave
have questions,
miserable.
But you don't have to have like a big gaping hole at the end of the season that just leaves people a little bit of upset. But like you can have things throughout the season that are like, oh, I wonder when they're going to address this or like, what's your speculation on that? And like that can be really fun, right?
Totally.
But like, yeah, just don't just drop a bomb at the end and
just
make us wait 2 years for the next season to come out.
Yeah,
that sucks.
I could not have watched Lost if I didn't binge it.
Oh, give me a break, yeah.
I never saw it on TV.
No.
I never bothered to. I weirdly got sucked in because my dad started watching it and I caught enough of like random stuff with him where we were like, okay, yeah, like let's watch it. And we binged it and it was fine. Mm. I remember how mad people were. when Lost ended. So, I like remember it very vividly. People I knew who watched it hated the ending and hated other things. And I remember that. I was able to be fine with it because I just watched it all.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't.
It didn't drag you, along,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
yeah.
Same with the Game of Thrones. How people were so angry because it was all building to this,
right?
And that people had followed it. All right, last one. Breaking Bad.
Appropriately rated. Rated.
It is. It deserves the hype.
Yes, it is. It is a remarkable TV show. It's really good.
Yeah, I haven't really seen evidence. I haven't seen enough of it. I've watched the whole thing. But I haven't really seen enough over hyping for it. Like, I hear people talk about it in
I don't think reverential people have ruined tones, it for me yet.
But yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll say underrated because of how like deeply rich it is in certain moments where again, it's maybe similar to The Office where it's like a lot of people focus on maybe some of these big moments, but like each episode truly is like a profound cinematic experience.
Yeah.
And the writing is incredibly unique and keeps you guessing and takes you to unique places and does funny things with characters.
Yeah.
You know, Breaking Bad is like shockingly funny, like genuinely. And so I think for that reason. Well,
and Bryan Cranston is just amazing.
He's so amazing. And him and Aaron Paul are just so perfect. So I'll say underrated because I think there's so much. Obviously, it's considered one of the best, but like there's so much more to it than I think is immediately visible or understood. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. No, I agree.
All right. Last category. We can hit this one quick. Superpowers.
Okay.
Is invisibility underrated or overrated?
Invisibility,
yes,
is probably underrated.
Okay, you can take this in a realm of like I'm a superhero among superheroes, or I'm Eli or Jason going to my 9 to 5, doing my thing, whatever, living life.
I think
underrated.
I think underrated because it usually gets like a creepy competition. It does. To it.
Yeah,
like it does. People like immediately think that you're gonna do creepy into the girls things. It's like
the room, whatever.
No, dog. I was just gonna steal a candy bar. You know,
I'm just gonna get on flights for free and get into Disneyland go to movies.
Oh my gosh,
go to exactly.
So think of that.
That's what I think about.
Think all of the practical use. Yeah. Invisibility is totally underrated.
Yeah,
and it's totally easily swept aside. You know, as that, as the creepy or as the useless.
Yeah. Like I literally wasn't thinking anything creepy. I was thinking free movies.
Yeah, exactly.
So many free things. All right. Flight
rated.
I think it's overrated.
I think
because imagine the difficulties.
I think teleportation is better.
Well, of course, that's why I didn't include it because that's not an easy.
It's not, but you could maybe teleport in the air and then glide.
Guys, here's the thing. Listen, you're still a human being. You can still fall and get hurt and run into things. And I think there's such a level, especially for like a normal person.
What are you going to bump into up there?
I just mean like run into buildings or you don't land well or you break things or you run into birds and it's freezing cold. I think there's so many ifs and buts and asterisks next to flight.
I think
that it's cool on the surface.
You have to lay some.
No,
some
you're right though, because it's like then. You would need a certain, like degree of tolerance to weather. Like it's going to be super cold up in the air. Yeah. Like you're going to need your body goggles, to be able to withstand like the pressure or the lack thereof.
Yeah.
You know,
you
so
could hit birds. Get a jacket. Just think,
I feel like if I have
the wind coming in your face, like that's
human,
gonna,
human like frailty makes flight, I think, harder than we think.
Because it wouldn't be possible. Like
Without superhuman
strength and endurance, like it isn't a thing.
Well, no, but that's what you have to start to break down because, like, do I get tired flying? What kind of energy is it using? Is it as easy as it looks?
Is it like walking?
Do I just get to
running?
Go and in a
it
lot
looks
of things
like
they
it
just
expends
go?
No energy at all.
Yeah,
right. Like,
what's my weight?
Float.
What's my weight bearing capacity? Like, you really do have to lay out some of those things.
I get it.
Because I mean, if it is the way it's depicted, like you're trying to put flight onto us, but if flying in the vast majority of cases, is the way it's shown,
but
who's
it shown by? It's shown by
if it's like
Superman and Wonder Woman,
if
people
like
who have the capacity to endure
and it's difficult
a lot of other people.
That's what I'm saying.
Chronicle is difficult at first
and he flies across the world.
It's like a muscle. Eventually he gets really good at it, but at first, like he can't do it. He's getting nosebleeds.
Yeah.
You know,
they have to wear tons of winter coats and goggles and they make adjustments. What I'm saying
is that's fine.
I don't think it's as
I think
you're as resistant as even, someone like even Superman.
Just someone who can just fly. I'm thinking the mom in Sky High. She just flies, and it depicts her as being able to do it all. Mm. She just flies.
Okay, so you say underrated?
I say rated.
Rated. I say overrated.
I think it's probably really fun, so I'm going to call it rated.
Yeah. Okay.
Super strength.
Overrated. Hmm. In today's world?
Yeah. What do you need? Can I be honest with you?
What are you going to do with that?
Here's what I think. The one time that I'm like, I wish I had super strength is when I park wrong. And I'm like, I wish I could just scoot my car.
Yeah, okay. But then at the same time, there's like a whole bunch of other superpowers that would be better.
Yeah, but what do you, let's practically, like, genuinely, what could we do with it?
Well, honestly, I think like super strength also does mean super speed compared to other people.
Okay, yeah.
Technically, like, sure.
Yeah. Pumping, like you
have increased muscle capacity.
Being fast is really cool.
And like that kind of implies like a better,
right, because you're like you're higher than performance Olympian like type.
Being able to jump really high and far is cool.
Exactly. I any
you still do. I mean,
the
like
decathlon, you're winning, right, no matter what. Right. So like, it's cool that you are more rounded, and I do think it's underrated in that sense. So where people like don't quite see, you're not just lifting and punching stuff. Like, you can run faster than anybody. You can
jump. I would say, I mean, just you like, still have like physical limitations of being a human. Like, if you jump 10 feet in the air.
No, don't. If you can jump, you're super strength, you can take it. Yeah.
You kind of imply that you're just a little bit more durable.
Yeah, totally.
But I think that like practicality, being able to lift big objects, it's not super practical.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe for moving.
Not with general. A desk job.
Think of moving. Like once every couple years, you're like, wow, I can get the cabinet and the bed all in the home easily.
Because at the end of the day, like, you're not going to be just punching people. You're not just going to be fighting people.
I mean, I think I will say, something just occurred to me, because I'm like, well, when do you need it, right, or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I think probably for a woman,
that'd be nice.
It's underrated, because just the idea of like not feeling fear.
Yeah.
Like, just knowing you can handle whatever's out there.
Sure.
Because it's a lot scarier. Like, it's not something we consider, but you know, for a woman to
the day to day of a woman becomes infinitely easier. Or,
yeah,
that's fair.
Run. You can go for a run at night. Things like that.
That's a great point.
So like, just not being afraid. And I think even just as a man, like, I don't have to worry about getting in a car wreck, because I do think super endurance is implied.
Yeah, I think so too.
Right. And I think durability is implied, because in order for your body to lift these giant objects,
your body is not going to weaken.
Your bones would have to be. Yeah.
That's good.
So point. I do think overrated when people just talk about it being fighting and lifting.
For fighting crime.
Underrated when you think about the real possibilities.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. I still think it's a little overrated, because I just feel like I wouldn't have enough uses compared to other powers in my everyday.
Yeah.
But you bring up some good points. All right, last one. Immortality.
Oh, overrated. Probably sucks.
Yeah, overrated.
Probably sucks.
Everyone you love dies. You love new people, they die. Or you shut yourself off from the world, then what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, you can only consume so much media, or you know, get so fit. Or
I asked our friend Mike this, and he said, I would just use it to catch up on all the stuff of video games and movies and books that I've always wanted to.
Yeah. Like, but eventually you do. And you then do, you have and then nothing. Yeah,
then what?
You have bad stuff left. Yeah.
I think it's overrated, because it, you know, mortality gives life its flavor.
It gives savor. Life
exactly.
meaning.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I think Beast Boy's powers are underrated, because
he's got a little bit
Beast
of
Boy's powers.
Flight and invisibility and super strength and infinite more things.
Yeah, it's true. A great call.
True.
That's invisibility. It. I mean, because you could like turn to a flea.
That's true.
Get it? Like, I
turn
into
a mite or whatever.
I easily, like that is the power I would choose.
Cool.
Is Beast Boys.
That's cool.
Because it does cover. You fly as a bird. Flight is. You don't have to worry about any of the.
Yeah. Technicalities. Speed. You could be a cheetah. You could be. You know.
Right.
Yeah. You could be a gorilla, super strong. You could be
a horse.
Whatever. You'd be a horse.
Give someone a ride.
That's it.
An octopus fit through small holes.
That's true.
Underwater.
You could breathe underwater. Cool.
Yeah. See?
Guys.
That's the tip of the iceberg.
What do you think?
Man.
What do you think? I hate we went
through
a lot.
Yeah, no,
there.
I like,
that's fun.
It's fun.
All
right, it's good. Game.
Some weird ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a few weird ones.
You, vast majority were great. I didn't need to say it like that. I was just surprised.
Well, next time, why don't you do the episode?
Like, honestly, like,
the notion of some of them being rated at all was weird to me.
Once again, for those listening, like, I do want to hear what you care about, and I am interested, Jay, and I love that you like so bad.
Can I say something? Jason, like, why are you back?
You're allowed.
Why am I not allowed to apologize?
Well, you're allowed to also feel like you've heard too much about The Office.
I have heard too much about The Office, but at the same time, if you bring it up to me and like, oh, there's a scene in The Office, I do want to hear about it.
Yeah, you will laugh. You will have a good
Well,
day.
You said, and you did make the distinction, like, I want to hear what you think about it. And that is important. Because I don't want to hear again how funny it is that
he spilled the chili.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jay, you don't have to apologize to that, bud.
Okay.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
We're also, here for hot takes.
Remember when we met Kevin at Comic Con?
Comic Con.
He wasn't there. A nice guy.
I took a picture of him and they were
very normal fella.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still have the picture.
Do you?
I snuck. Yeah.
Nice. If you liked any of those, I would like to know if you thought we were just dead wrong on some of those. Or, I don't know, what are the categories? Because maybe this can be an ongoing episode we do later on.
Yeah.
Send them in.
Don't get crazy.
So, I mean, we went through a lot of topics, the related things. I do think that there's some space here for maybe related.
I'm skeptical because we went over a lot.
Yeah, you're right. We should just end it.
Is it a maybe? It's is it underrelated, related, or
overrelated?
What would that sound like, Eli?
Which? Any of them?
All three of them combined. If you were going to translate that to sort of maybe like a motif.
Yeah, I would just say unrelated. Maybe not as accurate, but there's a flavor to it.
And it would sound something like.
There's a flavor to it.
I'm trying to cue you in.
I was getting there. All right, go ahead. Was providing some weird ad libs. We don't usually get into that territory. We usually just say the word. Anyway.
Like a sample.
That was great. I really liked where we went with that.
Yeah.
You tried to take us Phil Collins a little bit.
No. I was thinking straight up the Reading Rainbow song or Zaboomafoo.
Yeah, and I was thinking like
second cousin of Phil Collins.
All right.
Kind of like some jungle adventure like kind of a thing, and it slowly turned into like a little bit corn.
Well, you said a little.
You said come me. Like you're leading someone somewhere.
But also the guy in Jungle Boogie, the Cool and the Gang song, also talks like that a little bit. And we can also,
the guy who's there.
Yeah, see?
Get, in,
get down with the
Yeah.
That's great. All right. You are a teenager. Again.
Dang.
Take it back. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to say you're a teenager. You're a young man, and you're turning to your brotherly figure for some advice with the ladies, maybe even of a sexual nature, maybe all right. So you're turning to your an older brother figure.
Me opening up about my personal life is not likely.
No, hang on. So
to any of our brothers, actually, not likely.
No, I know. Listen to me. I'm going to specifically say that it's your first time being with a woman and you want...
No, I don't want to do this.
No, we're going to do it.
This
and
is
you
so
want
weird.
Some pointers. You want some help.
No, you said this was so good earlier.
Here, listen.
You're like, this one's so
now
good.
Now that Eli's uncomfortable,
you,
I'm in.
Yeah, you're
in.
This is a family podcast.
It is. Who...
it is.
Who do you take advice from? Which brotherly character do you take advice from? Spencer from iCarly or Eric Matthews from Boy Meets World?
Oh, also no. Eric Matthews. Sorry.
Why?
Because like he's a little bit more normal, I guess.
No, Spencer.
But he's more of a bully.
I was gonna say Spencer because he's kind.
Yeah,
he won't judge me.
Spencer. Yeah, Spencer, gentle. No, he'll be weird and he'll pull out some like you give her this sock and then you know like it's
what is it wouldn't be
because he always has the electric socks.
I know he does.
All right.
I think that he wouldn't be helpful.
Spencer?
Like, I think...
He's like, I don't know. I don't have an experience.
I think eventually Eric will give you some sound advice.
No, Eric is a selfish lover.
Yeah. I think
he's... Spencer's generous.
I think he's softer at his core than you think.
Maybe.
He definitely, in the show, he proved how often he has Corey's back.
Yeah.
A lot. He always... Even though he gives him a hard time, he's always like, I'm your brother.
I mean, you're talking big brothers and... Something else entirely.
What do you mean?
This is nobody's going to talk to their big brother about this.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I mean,
I think if you trust your big brother, you're like, hey, I'm really nervous. I don't know who else to go to. I don't know what male figure I can turn to. I'm not talking to dad. You know, what do I do?
Well, you're.
Thanks, Jason. Jason, can I just say it's immortalized?
I'm immortalized
on the show.
I really didn't mean to.
Just for some context,
and he did it first.
Yeah, Eli is usually the one who's dogging me about my father being deceased, and now.
No. I'm never dogging you
about it. It's artful, Clifford dog,
and
big.
Tasteful.
It's massive. It's not either of those things.
It is. It's
Jason.
It's incisive and well aimed.
The people don't know.
They're sniping.
It came out like automatically. And
I'm
the
worried
second
for you
it
guys.
Did, I felt bad
that was
about
really
it.
Good, that was actually. That
I knew
was
it was coming too, and I said it. It was kind of a bait. Yeah. I was setting you up.
I had a good one.
I know,
the other day too.
Yeah, I know that you guys do that, and we're good with it. The world doesn't, and so I'm worried about you. I'm worried how the world's going to perceive you.
No, right. Your willingness to talk about it shows the world that we're all okay with it.
I'm hurt.
The fact that you still host a podcast with us shows us that you're okay.
We'll see. We'll see what the viewers, listeners have to say. All right. I say Spencer.
Spencer. I'm going Eric. Sorry.
He's going Jared.
Sticking with it.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. It means a lot to me that you would listen to us over other podcasts. It's cool that you don't listen to anyone else but us.
Yeah.
Crazy. Given all your options that we're the one and only.
Yeah. I mean, you could be listening to Joe Rogan right now, but you're listening to us.
Always back to Joe Rogan. You could be listening
Jared really likes bringing up Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
any other Utah-based podcast that's not us.
Yeah. They're mostly like...
They're probably cool
gossip
too,
podcasts.
But like they're not like... We should get into gossip a
should
little
we?
Bit. Yeah.
We
should
a little bit.
Okay.
I think
that opens up the door more for Jaren to use some slurs.
That's true. I could start using... Wait, no, hang on. thank you for listening.
Anti-white slurs. I've told you that before.
I'm racist against white people.
Yeah.
It's a guilt thing. It's reparations.
yeah,
of course.
It's personal reparations for Jaren, who used to be a lot more racist towards minorities.
No, that's not accurate. I just want to say that.
No, you had a change of heart. I'm giving you credit for your change of heart. And now you're saying, you know what? I have to balance the cosmic scale.
Please.
I'm going to start hating on the whites the same way I did all those others.
Hey, no. Please free me from this prison. Email us.
We've seen the text.
Every fan for himself.
We've seen the text.
Calm down.
We've seen the tweets. We've seen the emails.
Down. Hey, I'm not.
How far? All
right.
Show us the emails.
No, can you?
He deleted servers.
That's what me and Hillary have in common.
No, you're not
Hillary,
racist. You weren't racist, Jaren.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Clear
the air. These people will come
for
me.
We're wrapping up.
These people will come
for me. It's clear we're joking.
Okay. I hope
right?
so.
It's clear that he actually hasn't had a change of heart. He is as racist as he has ever been.
I don't like this bit. This is a really scary bit for me. I'm going to be honest.
If I have to be the dumb one, you have to be the racist one.
You
That's
hear
how Zach right there?
Dumb. The dumb one? Yeah, the dumb one.
The dumb.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm so dumb.
If I'm so dumb,
you're
why don't you come over to me
I
and my
dumb.
Brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah.
And come over to South B and have a talk with you.
Anymore.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Jason was only very recently the dumb one, and only for an episode and a half, and it's clearly
stuck.
Yeah.
To him, like
that,
glue.
It really hit him hard.
Well, the racist thing stuck.
Yeah. Well, that's because he's clearly racist.
Oh my gosh. I'm clearly not. People can't see your face when you say that. Thank you for
my
listening. This has been Every Fan for Himself. Follow us on the socials. We love you.